Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, fractal Bitcoin.
Oh, forget it.
I'm telling you. I'm Chris. This is your daily Bitcoin news video. Welcome. Let's get right to the chart. This is the Bitcoin price right now. It's right around $64,200. You can see this chart we're looking at. It's the 4 hour candles, and I've marked out this range from 64,000 up to 69,000. And you can see over the past, you know, week, we've come down quite a bit, but we sort of bottomed out here locally around 60,700, and now we're moving back up. Who knows? We might turn around, come back down. We might keep going up. We don't know, but we know over the next 18 months where it's going, to the moon. All right, let's get to the news. The ETF update from yesterday, actually. This is the Bitcoin ETF complex had its worst day today by a wide margin, with strong outflows and weak inflows. And the net flow was negative $326 million. And so, yeah, I mean, look, so Grayscale's selling, or their ETFs being sold by their customers a lot, and okay, it went down. We know this is happening, and but they can't do it forever, so it's okay. We had the worst day ever. That's why the price came down. But in the big picture, it's not a big deal. It's not going to last forever. And here's Bitcoin Archive saying, when this dip is over, you'll be praying for another one, but that will be at much higher prices. Then you'll look back at today's prices with regret. Yeah, this happens all the time. So, you know, you got to have a plan. You need to stack sats when you can. Think about it. Do what you want to do. But, you know, the next 18 months, right? So, and there's 25 days left until the Bitcoin halving of 2024. And 100K is in play. That's right. Some people are saying 100K by the halving. That means in 25 days, 100K. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here's a quote from Michael Saylor, reported by this guy, Peter Diamandis. The quote is, when you invest in Bitcoin, it's probably the least risky thing you're doing. And the reason I'm showing you this is because the traditional finance industry, they will have you think that Bitcoin is the riskiest thing ever and all. It's borderline scam, right? But traditional finance, don't forget, your money is being inflated away. Your purchasing power you're losing it every day, every hour, every minute in traditional finance. So to me, that's dangerous. Leaving my money in the bank in US dollars, that's also dangerous and that's risky. And that's why Michael Saylor is saying this. Bitcoin's probably the least risky thing, and that includes the US dollar. So worth thinking about. And at this point, if you're selling, you don't understand Bitcoin. And the quote here is, the halving is only a month away. If you're selling Bitcoin, you're an idiot. Okay, that may sound a little harsh. Okay, but look, you got to think about it. You got to look at the bigger trend, longer time frame, and think about it. You don't want to regret anything later. So here's River, and this is just for fun, by the way. Their River is launching another halving competition. What's your Bitcoin price prediction in US dollars at block 840,000, which is the next halving, which is going to be in 25 days? So apparently you can put in your estimate, and the three closest guesses from followers before March 23rd get $100 in Bitcoin with a River link after the halving in about a month. Okay. Yeah. So look, if you want to guess at the halving, you just follow River, and they put instructions down here too, right? You should be a follower. Multiple submissions get you disqualified. The final price will be based on our price at river.com/bitcoin-price. And if you're participating in their first halving competition, you can also participate in this second one. So apparently there's two. Anyway, I'll link to this below. I link to everything. This is just for fun, by the way. I'm not into predictions, right? We don't really know. I mean, we can have fun with predictions. That's fine, but it's not serious, right? No one can predict. Except long-term, you can vaguely predict. For instance, we know that in 4 or 8 years, Bitcoin is going to be way, way, way higher than it is now. Definitely over 1 million, right? Stuff like that. Those are easy predictions because they're macro predictions, right? Benjamin Cowan, though, says, where is Bitcoin going first, 55K or 75K? So where do you think, right? We were just looking at this chart here. We're kind of right in between. We're right at 64,363. You think we're going to go up and make a new all-time high, or you think we're going to come down here to 55K? So yeah, anyway, this was a tweet from him. And here's Samson Mao, still bullish as ever. You know, we're still going to $100,000 before the halving, right? And I love how the way he writes $100,000 is 0.1 million. He's starting early writing the Bitcoin price in terms of millions. But I love it. So right now we're at 0.064 or something. Anyway, I don't know. For me, I don't know if 100,000 by the halving. I mean, I know it's possible. It's definitely possible. But I don't know, right? I don't know. Now, this is an amazing video. We're actually going to watch this. And the quote is, inflation takes from the have-nots and gives to the have-yots. Yeah, so we have to watch this because inflation is something. See, inflation is the big, big enemy of the people. So we have to understand it. And this video spells it out pretty well. So let's watch this.
Now, we take for granted that money loses value to inflation every year. But why is that the case? It makes no sense. Technology and trade actually reduce the cost of things. For example, the amount of metal that is necessary for a beer can is way down. And there's the dematerialization of culture and information. We no longer have the cost of all the plastic for VHS cassettes or the paper, pulp, and delivery costs of a newspaper. All those things are now beamed to us over the internet. Those things all reduce the cost of production. So if it's cheaper to make stuff, why is it more expensive to buy stuff? Well, the answer is that governments induce or force feed inflation into our economy. They do this by growing the supply of money faster than the growth in the services and goods that money buys. What's their motive? Well, inflation leads to certain winners. One, government itself. When they create more cash, they can spend more cash without having to overtly tax it out of your hands. That means that they can quietly and secretly pass on the cost to consumers without anybody really realizing that they are the culprit. Also, the wealthy and the corporate class get richer as their assets inflate in value. The losers, of course, are the working class as their wages diminish in purchasing power. That's why housing, fuel, and other essentials have become more expensive and out of reach for our working people. Inflation takes from the have-nots and gives to the have-yots. And that's why people in power like it so much.
Yeah, okay. I don't even feel the need to comment after that. I mean, yeah, and that's why Bitcoin exists. I mean, one of the main reasons anyway. Yeah, and the easiest way to protect yourself against inflation is Bitcoin. Here's the price of food in relation to Bitcoin. This is going to shock you. This is the price of food in relation to Bitcoin. And this is starting from 2010 when Bitcoin was like a year or year and a half old. The price of food in terms of Bitcoin has come way down. That means with your Bitcoin, you can buy a lot more food, and that's only going to keep getting, it's only going to keep going in this direction. Meaning in the future, when you buy food with Bitcoin, it's going to be cheaper and cheaper with Bitcoin. You'll have to spend less and less Bitcoin to get the same amount of food. So inflation's a killer. All right, in terms of global adoption, Argentines are buying Bitcoin instead of US dollars to fight runaway inflation. So yeah, here's a country and the people, a lot of the people in that country, instead of using US dollars now, they're like, you know what? Because the US dollar's losing so much value, we're going to use Bitcoin. And this is going to happen more and more around the globe in all the different sectors. It's going to be like a domino effect. And we don't know how fast that's going to happen. It might happen this year. It could take 6 years. We don't know, right? But it will happen. That's the point. Yeah, and there's this is a couple videos. One is from Ron Paul, and the other one is from General Flynn. They've warned about an upcoming potential Black Swan event. And these two men have been pretty accurate over the last decade. So, look, we don't, you can't predict a Black Swan event, but look, this year is going to be insane, right? We have the U.S. election. We have all the stuff going on with Bitcoin. The world is just getting crazier and stupider by the minute. And especially with the election, we don't know what the government's going to do. We don't know what they're going to do. So be prepared, right? That's the Boy Scout motto. Be prepared. And we almost have to expect the unexpected. But yeah, and the only reason I'm saying this, I know people are going to say, well, what does this have to do with Bitcoin? Well, this has to do with your life. I mean, if the government shuts off the power for a month in your home or your apartment, what are you going to do? Or if there's a food shortage, what are you going to do? Like, it's good to think about these things and plan and prepare so you don't get caught off guard, so you don't die, right? That's about it. So this is an interesting article. I haven't read it yet, but this is a complete history of Bitcoin's consensus forks. Yeah, apparently there's been 19 Bitcoin consensus rule changes. Yeah, or 18 as an accidental one failed. And it represents what we believe to be almost every significant such event in Bitcoin's history. And it also has been updated because this article is originally from 2017. But anyway, if you're interested in the history of Bitcoin, I'm definitely going to read this because I'm always learning and I really want to know about everything that happened. We're kind of lucky these days. All this stuff has kind of been settled and decided. And I mean, the latest thing we had to deal with was the 2021 Taproot. And I mean, I don't exactly know everything that was involved with Taproot. I'm going to be learning when I read this. But anyway, this is some history of Bitcoin here if you're interested. And here's a quote posted by Michael Matuluf. This is from Cicero. I think he was a Roman emperor, right? Yeah, from like 140 BC to like 80 BC. So he was in the BCs. And this is a quote. The evil was not in bread and circuses per se, but in the willingness of the people to sell their rights as free men for the full bellies and the excitement of games, which would serve to distract them from the other human hungers, which bread and circuses can never appease. So I'm showing you this because don't forget, this is what the government's going to do. They're going to offer you stuff. They offer you free stuff. If you take it, or if we all agree to that, we're selling our souls. We, the people in general, are easily bribed, usually not Bitcoiners, but just got to be careful. Again, we don't know what's coming up. So here's greetings from Francesco. Greetings from the Bitcoin beach in Goa. Yeah, look at that. Big turtle. I don't know if that's doesn't look like a green sea turtle. It almost looks like a, anyway, if you know what kind of turtle that is, can you let me know in the chat? And here, Beretta says, I feel you, kangaroo mama. Yeah, the little kangaroo done got on his mama's last nerve. Oh, look at this. Mama's like, all right, calm down. Relax. All right, enough. Right? All right, so this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link on the very top here. You'll come over to our locals community. This is where we hang out and chat. It's awesome. It's free to join. And don't forget the Bitcoin panel. We stream it every Friday afternoon, Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern. And I invite several other Bitcoiners on, and we talk shop about Bitcoin for an hour. So definitely tune into that. I definitely appreciate you watching. Make sure you subscribe to the channel or follow the channel if you're on Rumble, and you can like the video and all that. But I really appreciate you watching. I hope you enjoy these videos. I love talking to you guys in the comments on YouTube and Rumble. So thanks, everybody. I really appreciate all your good wishes, your encouragement. It really means a lot to me, for real. So, all right, I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's Bitcoin news video. Bye.